Happy New Year. I hope you've had a great holiday season and welcome. And I'm so glad that you joined me for our What's Next for You call, Leaving Your Legacy. It's been my intention for these calls to open you up to new possibilities, to have you start thinking about how can you create the best life that you can have. Because when I learned that you had a choice and that you've really had the capability of doing that, it's like I want to tell everybody. So I love the opportunity to be able to share this information with you. In 2015, the focus was really looking at kind of the whole part of you, looking at your financial part of you, the physical part of you, the mental well-being, your spiritual part, your relationships, you know, fun in your life. And the important part about looking at that, and this time of year is always good to relook at that, all of it from that perspective, because usually what happens is we become unhealthy or we're out of balance in certain areas of our life because we tend to focus on one area, and some of us it's, you know, our careers or our works too much, or we might, you know, worry so much about our finances, and it just gets our lives out of whack. So it's really important to take the time and just look at, where is my life doing well? Where could I use some more help or guidance or just even attention to? And as you know, the biggest resolution most people make this time of year is, you know, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to eat healthier, and then often that doesn't happen. But that's kind of the idea. Look at your life, where you are, and, you know, how in balance you are, and then take the steps to go forward. And so that's kind of the focus that we had as we did our 2015 calls. And so I want to encourage you to start taking charge of your life because you are responsible for your life. And, you know, there's going to be obstacles that happen in our life. But once you know you're in charge and you become responsible for your life, then you also know I don't have to react to everything. I can respond because, you know, there's the saying that 90% of it's our attitude and 10% is what happens to us in life. But I would say for many people, it's the other way around. You know, people often react and, you know, make things bigger than they need to be. And that's why I want to encourage you to really take the time to get your life in balance, because the more in balance and really the more in charge you feel of your life, then you're going to have a more peaceful, loving life, and you're not going to need to react so much to, you know, circumstances that happen in your life. So as you're thinking about another year, what is your focus? Or have you just gone on and just done day to day, even though we're now into the fifth day of the year? Well, I want to encourage you to take charge, because when you do, when you're doing what you love and what you came here to do, you feel stronger, you feel happier, you feel more alive, and it's easier to connect with other people and feel like life is going in a positive way. I'm such a geek about all of this stuff, so the beginning of the year, the end of the year, I love taking the time to reflect on, you know, what happened and, you know, then think about what's going on. So what I'd like you to do in the worksheet, you know, I have some of these exercises for you, but I ask you to reflect on the highlights of 2015 for you and just think about what were they for you and just notice what so quickly pops up in your mind, because those are usually the things that really matter to you. And then to take it the next step, I ask you to think about, why did that matter to you? What was a highlight and why did that become a highlight for you? For instance, for us, we got 3 new grandsons this year. So it's so exciting to see our kids building their families. You know, there's nothing better than when your kids are, you know, happy doing what they want. And so, you know, that's just been such a great joy, having those additions to our family. And then for me, I set the foundation for my business this year. I've learned so many new parts of marketing and sales and money funnels and, you know, my ideal clients. I mean, there's so much to starting a business that I didn't have any idea. Autoresponders. And so that's been fun. And now I see how it's all going to come together for 2016. And I'm really excited about that part. My son got engaged this year, and so it's really fun to watch him and see how he's, you know, his life is coming together, and he's figuring out what he really likes, and we're going to have a wedding in Tahoe in 2016. So when I did this process and I was really looking at my 2015 reflections of highlights, I just let it run, you know, just rambled and rambled and rambled. And I got 3 pages in no time of all the things that I was grateful for. One of the things that one of my coaches taught me and that could be helpful for you to do also, because a lot of times by the end of the year, you've kind of forgotten about what's happened during the year, is to do like a joy jar. And so all along the year, what you're to do is, you know, take a little sticky or a little notepad or something, and when something happens, you know, for you in the direction of, you know, that you want, then just make that sticky and go, you know, I got a new client, or, you know, my son got engaged, and put that in your joy jar. And then at the end of the year, it makes it so much easier to be able to go back and look at all the things that have happened for your life this year. And the reason you want to do this is you want to reinforce that which is important to you. So what you want to do is the more that you think about it, the more you talk about it, the more you see it written, then you're going to see more of that in your life. And so take the time. I know, you know, so many people don't even take the time to really look at their lives and, you know, what went well. And, you know, sometimes you can say, oh, I'm really grateful for my life. But the more that you can articulate and be specific about it, then that's how we build the energy and the momentum to keep our lives in the direction that we want to do it. So as my Science of Mind magazine states, unless a seed is planted, no plant will be produced. And so it's important to take the time to acknowledge and just feel the energy and, you know, just feel how, you know, exciting that is, you know, the things that were the highlight for you. And, you know, it builds that momentum as you're now thinking about 2016. And so that's one of the fun parts about the new year, is that it just kind of, something about it promotes that momentum and gets you, you know, the energy around, this is a good time to start looking at my life. What do I want to, you know, what do I want to happen for it? And one of the things that can maybe help you is to think about, you know, your life is like, you know, it's like the seasons of the year. Right now we're in the winter, and so the winter time is when we go in and reflect, and, you know, just like bears, they go to hibernate, and if you think about our trees outside, you know, they look like they're dead, but they're really not. They're just, you know, going within. And so this winter time, which is a season that, you know, passes through, is our time to take to, you know, slow down and really just nestle in and go within and really start reflection. And, you know, if you think about the fall is when you start letting go of things. You let go, you know, the leaves are falling and, you know, plants are changing. And that's for us too, if we would use that way. You know, and so if you would take in your life and think about each of the seasons and kind of what does each season reflect as we're thinking about nature, it also is that way internally for us also. And, you know, think about the fall, you know, letting go. How many of us need to let go of a lot of things? Sometimes our resentments and grudges and, you know, and then stuff we have around the house. I know one of my calls, I mentioned feng shui tells you to let go of 27 things a day so that you allow new energy to come in. And so right now, and I mentioned that in the worksheet, is, you know, release some of those things that you don't want to carry forward from 2015, because, you know, there's plenty of things that probably happen for each one of us that we don't want any more of in our life. We've probably had enough of it. So then, you know, as you think about the summer, the spring is going to be time to plant new things, and then the summer time is for them to grow and flourish. And so that's the same way with your life. And so use this winter time as a time to reflect and start planting, you know, what you want. You know, what is it that you want for your life as you start thinking about this new year? Now, you also want to look at the things that didn't go so well in 2015. So you know, it's a nice comparison. You know, it's like, I don't want that. Now, sometimes some of those things are things that are out of your control. For instance, you know, many families have illnesses. One of our good friends, you know, she's diagnosed with brain cancer. You know, those are things that you don't have much, you know, say over. You know, that's just part of, you know, life that ends up happening and you have to deal with it. But the thing that you can do about that is start thinking about, okay, my radiation is about finished. Now I'm going to get back being healthy, you know, and just keep thinking about health and thinking about all the reasons that life matters to you. And when you're going through one of those tough times, it really gives you a chance to reflect. So I encourage you to look at those things that happen in your life that you really don't want more of, and I wouldn't wallow in them, and that's why, you know, think about it as fall, and you've got to keep letting go of that which you don't want, because the more that you think about it and the more that you stay in it in anger or frustration or whatever, you're going to create more of that in your life, and that's not what you want. So another important part of it is you think about the things that happened to you that you weren't, you know, pleased with, or you probably, if you're like me, you probably said that they're negative or, you know, bad. Then you want to look at, how did it serve you? You know, what did it offer you? And sometimes, you know, it might be a chance to rest or chance to connect. I know, you know, when my husband went through tongue cancer a number of years ago, all these old friends really rallied around him. He learned lots about prayer groups. And so there were lots of things that came from that. And so, you know, think about in your life, you know, what did that allow you? Did it allow you some time off work that you just really needed to rest and really get your priorities straight? That, you know, in my training as a coach, we always say there's gold in the darkness if we can get there. But usually we're so enmeshed in the pain that's happened to us, we really can't see the gifts. And as, you know, as I believe, everything that happens to us in life is to help us to be the greatest, grandest person that you can be, which I mean by that, like, often those times make you more compassionate, maybe more forgiving, because something, you know, you might have gotten picked up for a DUI and you were just, you know, devastated by that. And, you know, then you can be more forgiving of other people that maybe those things happen to. Or, you know, you can be more loving to the people around you. So try to look for what's the opportunity in those things that you really, you know, don't want more of in your life also. And so, you know, use this time of year to help create the life you want, help you to release that which you don't want anymore. And, you know, you are in charge of your life, and then that, you know, that really can help you. So, you know, for some of you, if you're like me, your time is limited. You know, this is kind of the next chapter in your life. And for many people, you know, this could be not very much longer. Of course, I'm one of those people that you say, you know, I'm going to go on and on and on. But it is the truth. And so sometimes think about, you know, my time is limited. I have, you know, less time on the earth than I did what I've already been here. So what you need to do is, if that helps propel you to move you forward, it's time to look at that bucket list. and say to yourself, okay, it's been on there for a lot of years, or I've said I'm going to, you know, sing on stage. Well, it's time to start doing that. It's time to start making a plan. And so if that's the kick you need to get you going or the motivation that you need to get going, think about it like that. Think about, my time is limited, but what you want to do is make this the best time of your life so that you can do it. And if there's anything that I can do, like you signing up for a complimentary discovery session with me, I'd be glad to sit down and help you really figure out the details of what it is that you want and how to get you going forward in regards to that. Because once you have those ideas, then you've got to take the action. And so that's where we have to start. You know, what is it? You know, what are the steps that you're going to start taking so that that happens? And, you know, some of you might be saying, you know, that you want to take, you know, a 3-month vacation and, you know, go build a school in Africa or something, but you're still on a full-time job. Well, what you want to do then is take some courses in, you know, building and any of the information that you need to do while you're still working. And I know for me, I did my coach's training while I was still working, and then I knew once I retired that I wanted to coach. What I didn't know is I wanted to coach, but how do you get clients? And so I had to know about a business, and then I really took that to be an online business too. So it's been my growth and really my opportunity to really learn lots of new things, and learning is my passion. So it's been a fun and interesting journey in regards to that. But you have to know what just lights you up and what you really want to do. But use this, you know, beginning of the year as a time to really get you propelled to think about it. You know, and some of what I want to say to you is, I'm such a big proponent of, you know, make it simple. And rather than get bogged down by making, okay, I'm going to have 5 to 10 goals for this year, use what John Gordon says is the one word, you know. Think about one word that you could apply in all areas of your life that really could, you know, give you the life that you wanted this year. And that, you know, the one word could be forgiving. The one word could be healthy, because you could be healthy in all part, healthy, you know, relationships, healthy what you eat, health, you know, more healthy the way that you communicate on your job. Whatever it is, choose your word. Just choose one word, because you're more likely to really use that word if you, you know, rather than if you get bogged down with, you know, I have 5 different resolutions and, you know, you're not going to do that. And, you know, the research says about 40% of people in their 20s achieve their New Year's resolutions, but not even 15% of people over 50 do. And the reason that that's stated that way is because often people over 50 have seen a lot of failures, or, you know, haven't gotten the results they want, so they kind of discount it and say it's, you know, it's not possible. Well, it is possible if you do it and you make a plan and stick with it. And another huge part is 42% more people are likely to achieve it if you write them down. And so, on my worksheet, I'm asking you to write down, you know, 3 things that you want to happen for you in 2016. I want you to write out your bucket list. What are those things that you want? And so it also has to be specific. You know, so like, for instance, if you, you know, talk about you want to go to the gym, you need, you know, that you want to start exercising more. If you write down when and where, like, I'm going to go to the 9 o'clock class at Brookhaven Health Club, then you're more likely to do that, you know, on Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So the more specific you can be and the more focused you can be, then it's like 90% chance that you're going to achieve those things that you really want. So think about, you know, one word that really could help you with your life this year that really could, you know, you could create the things that you want. For me, my word for this year is visibility, because with my new business, I need to be telling more people about it. I need to let other people know about it. Because I know there's people that could benefit. You know, I know there's lots of people in pain, and just a few things, you know, few little tweaks in their life, it could be so much better for them. Because most of the time, you know, we do as well as we can with the information that we have. And for me, it's just a passion to try to help people be the best that they can be. And so I really like the opportunity to do that. So I need to get out there more. You know, some of the things I've learned, you can be on Periscope, you can, you know, Snapchat. There's so many different ways that you can be out there and be visible. I can create videos, YouTubes, and just kind of give little tip that maybe, you know, could change somebody's life or change a situation that they were going through at that moment. Another part of your goals that is real important to know is safe goals just aren't very compelling, and you probably won't follow through and complete those. So if you really want to do well, you need to go past that safety and outside your comfort zone. And Tony Robbins, and you've probably heard me talk about it before, but he talks about basic needs where there's certainty and uncertainty. And so the uncertainty, really, you know, if you set a goal that you don't want, there's some intrigue and excitement about it, because when everything's the same, you just don't have that drive. And so it's important to put, you know, it really push you so that you really have to stretch yourself. So remember, you know, make them specific. If you're going to, you know, say, I'm going to exercise more, I'm going to walk on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 o'clock with my girlfriend, or whatever that is for you. So be specific about it and let it be challenging to you so that it creates that uncertainty and really drive to help you really do it. So it's so important for you to really know what matters to you. You know, what are those big rocks in your life? What is it you really want for your life? And then think about, how do you really want to feel? You know, because Abraham Hicks talks about, you know, what all we are always doing is really to help us make us feel better. And so, you know, whether it's trying to get a new job or, you know, whatever it is, you know, lose the 20 pounds, that's to help you want to feel better. So what are those feelings that you want? You know, I want a new job, I want a raise because, you know, what are the feelings I want? I want to feel significant. I want to feel like, you know, I have some freedom in the choices that I could make for my family by having those extra monies. So just take the time to know what's most important to you. You know, what's the lifestyle that you want? And so, you know, like for me, my priorities always begin with family. And, you know, now we're grandparents, and so that's added another dimension to our family. So for me, so much is about being with my husband, being with our kids, and now our grandkids. And, you know, like I planned a trip with my sisters because we don't have the opportunity to get together much more. Things that are important is, you know, we like an active lifestyle. We like to travel. We like to exercise. So much of what we do is, you know, when we go someplace, we like to bike or hike, or, you know, my husband loves snowboarding, or so it's, we want to go to places, we want to do things that allow us to get outdoors and just take in everything that's there in a physical kind of way. So as you're thinking about your life, begin with the end in mind and know what matters to you. You know, do you want to take a family vacation? If you have a little extra, then the extra is, I want to make sure our family's together, you know, for a long weekend or whatever it is. And so as you start thinking about your bucket list or your legacy, what are those things that matter to you, that really matter to you, that you want in the end your family to have, the people you know to have? You want to be left, you know, people know that about you. So it's really important for you to take the time to know what matters most to you. And you know, most people would probably say family, but are there actions? Are you walking your talk in regards to that? Is that really how your life is designed? So start thinking about, you know, what's your legacy? And one of the things that my husband talked to me about is, you know, us creating videos of, you know, different important ideas or, you know, principles that we feel like it's we'd like our grandkids to have and know that were important to our lives. You know, are there places that you want to go or things that you want to do that are on that bucket list? So just take the time to really write out what's so important to you so that you can, you know, create it. If it's a project, a business, you know, whatever captures your attention, then make sure that you know what you want. Because really, life is meant to be fulfilling. And so I'll ask, do you know what you want to do? What I'll say is your dreams are possible. And even if it doesn't feel that way, you know, and for those people that are in this next chapter of their life, it's not too late. Do you realize that many of us will live longer than our careers we've already retired from or, you know, moving on from? So know you have, you know, a whole lot of life left, and make it the best that it can be. And I can tell you that I understand all this because, you know, that's where I've been, and I now know what's possible for you as you start this whole journey in creating, you know, the new chapter of your life. So anyway, as I start asking you, you know, start asking questions, ask for guidance, you know, what's possible and what's next for you. And if you take the time out to really listen to God or the universe or in meditation, you're going to know what to do next. It might not make sense to you, and it might be something way different than you thought, but those answers are generally in alignment with what you've been asking for. And so, you know, for me, as I was so excited about retiring and start coaching, it was like, okay, how do I start coaching people? And I got this email, and I really now wish I looked back and knew exactly how it came. But, you know, when God gives you something, you just take it and you don't think a lot about it or whatever. But anyway, I followed this email, and it told me about a telesummit, and I didn't know anything about a telesummit. And it said, if you want to, you know, have new coaching clients and build your list, and you know, I was like, that's what I want. And so I followed that, and then I learned about doing a telesummit, and I knew nothing about technology, but I hired, you know, a person, you know, my Katie, that helped me do all of that. And so it is just following what's next when you know what you want, you know. And if what you want is to build a community center in your town, or, you know, senior citizen, or you want to start a, you know, a great place for pets, or bring clean water to, you know, different countries, whatever it is that you really want to leave your contribution, then just ask for guidance and really pay attention to that. And then one of the things that I realized is that my own mindset was the biggest roadblock. For me, being in education for 30 years, you know, I had a designated time. You know, this is the way things went. And then after doing that career for so long, I was on top of my game. And so I felt really good about that. And when you start all over, you know, you don't have that same confidence. You don't have those same feelings. But I want you to know that it's still worthwhile. Step out there and do what you love to do. Use this time of year to help you get there and help help you really just use it as a creative time to let the ideas flow. But know that your mindset's going to be an obstacle for you. You know, it's what we think about, we create. And so if you think, I can't do that, you know, I've already done it, you know, enough. Who's going to listen to me? I don't know anything about that. But just know it's a beginning for all of us. And there is a way, you know, I can help you work through that. There's many different coaches and mentors that you can get along the way that can help you, you know, when you want to do something, there's the possibility. And I know when I first started and I was learning about this online business, it was all these 30-year-olds, you know, that were creating it. And I'm sure they were looking at me like, okay, and you're 65 years old, you know. And so, but those were all my own fears. Nobody said that to me, you know, but it is those things, you know, your mindset as you start writing down your list, you're probably going to say things like, that'll never happen to me. You know, for instance, if you, you know, on your bucket list is, I'm going to win the lottery. What are you buy a ticket, but then what do you say? You go, well, there's no way, you know, that doesn't happen to people like me. Then why did you buy it? You know, if you don't believe it's going to happen for you, it's not going to happen for you. You've got to have some hope and you've got to believe that it can happen for your life. So what I want to say to you is the mindset's going to be there. You're going to hear a lot of negative self-talk, but it's those step by step you work through that roadblock, that obstacle that comes up, and you keep your dream alive and you keep thinking about it. And so one of the things that excites me is through this whole process of redefining and reimagining my life, I've discovered a variety of tactics and tools that really helped me figure out how to start over. You know, because if like me, I was on the top of my game, I lost a lot of things. You lose your identity of who you were. You lose your friendships. You know, there's a lot of friendships, but it's not the same as being with those people every single day that you spent, you know, 20 years with maybe some of them. So there's a lot of healing that you have to do in the process also. So this whole talk is really meant to ask you, what's next for you? How are you using what was going really well for you in 2015 to help you get your momentum in 2016? And then really think about, you know, look at your life and look at what really matters to you, all those highlights from your year. You know, what were some of the biggest ones? And then, you know, use those to help you create, whether it's just what you want to do for 2016, or look at what went well in 2015, and then what you want for 16, and that tells you probably some patterns that you want. And so then that could also be kind of what you want for your life, you know, or what you might want to create as a legacy for your life. And so, you know, one of the things that I realized, all of us want to have purpose and meaning. And back to Tony Robbins, he talks about we all want to have significance in our life. And we all feel like we want to make a contribution and have growth in our life. And if that doesn't happen by our choice, then it happens in a negative way. And so that's why I keep telling you, you're in charge. Let it be the way that you want it to be and in the direction that you want to be. So I've been excited, you know, for me, an example is I've been creating my new program, and it's called Thriving in Unretirement, and it's going to be a 6-week online course for active and vibrant retirees. And so I really am excited about using that because, you know, as I've been doing the research on this, so much of retirement is seen in a negative way. You know, people, you know, I read some research that 6 years after people retire, a huge percentage end up dying because they've lost their meaning from whatever their career was, whether that was you were a stay-at-home mom and you became an empty nester now. If you can't find the next thing for you to have significance, connection, you know, for your life, then we start getting into sadness and depression. I don't know if you read People magazine, but there was a real neat article in there this month that was talking about this retired history professor, and his name's Gregory Singleton, and he is 75 years old, and he weighed 360 pounds, and he lost 185 pounds. And he said he took control of his life and refused to let age keep him back. And what happened is he got depressed because he didn't feel like there was any meaning in his life. He didn't feel like there was significant. And so, you know, he ended up saying slowly he began an exercise on an exercise bike. And now he does 80-minute hikes 6 days a week, and he sticks to a vegetarian diet. And he hopes that others will not make the same mistake as he does. And he said, you know, if I can get one person over the age of 60 to walk away from the idea that they can't do it because they're too old, then that's great. And that's kind of like what I want to do. You know, for me, it's this feeling, you know, I've always felt like throughout my life I was trying to inspire people to be the best they can be. And now my target group is retirees. You know, I want them to have a healthy model of what's possible for the next number of years. Are things going to happen? Our bodies don't work as well. But still, even within those parameters, we can still live a great life. You just have to adjust maybe how that happens for you. So I'm telling you this because if I can do it, you can do it. You might need guidance, and that's what I did. You know, I kept seeking out different people that can help me, you know, and with today with Google, you can find anything. And it's so fun because I'm looking and I have so many examples, and it's so fun. You see a 92-year-old doing this. You remember the lady that swam across the waters to Cuba, Diane Nieto or something. She was 60-something, and, you know, it took her a number of times, but she didn't give up. So everything that you want is possible if you're willing to do the work. It might take you, you know, some time to do it, but I tell you, you know, it's time to decide to leave your mark, you know, in the world and make some big plans. You know, I ask you to believe in yourself. And there's a quote by Oprah says that there's no greater gift that you can give or receive than to honor your calling. It's why you were born and how you become most truly alive. And you know, and if you don't know what your gifts are, allow me to help you. You know, go to DottieHager.com and sign up for one of my complimentary sessions. And we can, you know, just weed that out and start looking at things that happened in your life so that we can highlight what's important to you and where you shine. Because even though it might be covered up, it's there. You know, you have a special knack. You know, certain people are gardeners, certain people are musicians. You know, those things just come easily for it. So, you know, think about mantras to help you. With God, all things are possible. You know, I ask you to wake up to the endless possibilities of your life, but don't die with the music still in your heart. So let me inspire you, you know, and hopefully something, you know, one or two comments that I've made this evening can inspire you to want to take your life in the direction that you've dreamed about, maybe you've talked about, or that you knew that you wanted to do. You just needed a nudge of 2016 to get you going and doing that. So time is running out, you know, and, you know, don't die with that music still in your heart, no matter what age you are. But, you know, use us as an example of, you know, those people waited too long. Why do you need to wait? If you're in your 30s, start now doing what you need to, you know, what you can do to live the life that you want and leave the legacy that you want. So I know when you're pursuing your purpose and goal, it adds more meaning to your life. It makes you healthier mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and you have that sense of connection. And so it's when you lose control of your life, and sometimes retirement, that happens for people because they haven't continued, they haven't made those connections. So when you're feeling bored or, the lack of achievement, then, that's when you have to worry, because then that's when your health starts spiraling. You become sad and lethargic, and, many people go into that, depression. So I want you to use your talents, use your wisdom, use your experience to leave your legacy. Life is more fun when you're doing what you love to do, even if you don't know how to do what you're kind of thinking that you're going to do. Let other people help you. There's mentors out there that would love to share their story and their skills and gifts with you. So I'd love to hear from any of you on the calls. What are you thinking, your legacy is? What are three things that you think you might be doing for 2016? Make sure you download the worksheet and just start reflecting on it. Burn those things you don't want, any more part of your life. But if any of you'd like to speak up, I'd love, somebody to share what you're thinking about for your 2016, your bucket list, whatever you'd like. Well, if you don't want to speak up on the call, but you'd like me to know, I'd love you to go to my Facebook page, or go to my DottieHager.com page and send me an email and just let me know what's happening for you, and go and sign up for my complimentary discovery session. And I'd love you to have 2016 as your best year ever. Next month's call is Tuesday, February 2nd, and I hope you're on the call. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.